Look, imagine an island where the party never ends, where it's less about money and it's more about friends, where the vibes can't done. It's less about funding and more about fun. Tropical sun, that's life in the 60s coming from the Caribbean. You know Ian, Delroy, Vivian, Winston. We got drafted to England, Windrush babies from Kingston to Brixton. To say that the life of the party, you're wrong. My Jamaicans, the entire party, you can't see. Big Notting Hill carny, you can't see. And the ride's fiberglass to your one seat. Imagine a place where you raise your kids, the only place you live says you ain't a Brit. They're deporting our people and it makes me sick, cause they were broken by the country that they came to fix. It's like
they came at the invitation of the British government. The passports were stamped indefinite leave to remain, but for some who were children then, that was a false promise.
37 years of paying taxes and I got a letter saying that I was a legal immigrant. I came to England at the age of 10 and I've lived here all my life.
Look, imagine a world that's flawed and full of evil, where dictators and leaders are persecuting your people. The bodies of the innocents are piling to the steeples. The ironic part is, they're preying on the feeble. That's life in the 90s, you're Eastern European, and you're seeing people dying because they're fighting for their freedom. They show you violence for having a voice. You move out with your kids and hope of having a choice. Life throws you a spanner, you can't handle the pain. So you gamble and you drink and then you gamble again. You argue with your wife and then you sleep on the couch. You hit your children and start freezing them out. You try and work things out, but it's never the same. All the women in your household are living afraid. When you look into the mirror, you're reminded again that you become the dictator you are fighting against. It's like
we are fighting for our rights, for our mother, and that we are fighting for our homes, fighting for our
lives. Look, imagine a world that's fucked and untrue, where the many pay a price for the few. And every day the sun rises a little later. That's how it is when your oppressor is your liberator. That's right now living in the Middle East. Praise Allah for the peace. Death from a sky lit with stars. You run away with your kids so you can give them a chance. But your asylum has got you in a different war, because the British wanna know what you're living it for. We rely on migration more than ever before. They're key workers but they couldn't even get in the door. When you're at heaven's gates, what are you telling the Lord? You wouldn't even let a kid into some steadier shores. That's a life they may never afford. Surely you would want to give your people chances that were better than yours, no?
In 10 years of conflict, nearly 12,000 children have been killed or injured.
The children here are just a tiny fraction of the estimated 6 million in need of emergency humanitarian assistance. Thought perhaps as many as 3 million no longer live in their own homes, and up to 2 million children no longer attend school. The opportunities of this generation changed forever by this conflict.
I went to silence when I need to know who the fuck I was, bro. Like, I won't hear anyone else, shut everyone else out. So I could just hear myself, bro. You know what I'm saying? Because we live in this world, yeah? You stand still, the way the tide's set up, it will take you away from yourself. You feel me? So then I was like, all right, cool. But I had to get silent, but it's not like man was going against the tide, because going against the tide still makes it about them. Still makes it about the poison that you've internalized that's in your mind. You feel me? It's like, bro, like, why am I in this water? Man, this isn't even water. It doesn't even like me. It's not even for me. It's not taking me where I want to go. It's not taking me where I want to go. It's who the fuck I am, bro. You know what I'm saying? It's like the tide will tell me that being black is an obstacle. You know what I'm saying? I had to switch rivers, bro. And say, being black is an asset. I am who I am because I'm black. and I love everything about them. You feel me? And that's who the fuck I am.